Everybody, it is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur, and we are back in the box, and we are warming up the engine of the box, and just wanted to kind of touch bases with you. We are doing the Challenge 2020 journey, giving everyone some updates, feedback, and just riding with me as I go through this journey. So what is coming up next, and actually just as a feedback to what happened yesterday, I actually had an opportunity to go to a couple of appointments and have some conversations with some people, do some networking. And then I also had a pre-listing appointment. So, you know, typically the goal is each week is to find one buyer and one seller that's looking to sell. You know, if I can do that each week, you know, that's really making some things happen, especially for the 2020s. Like I said, it's finding 20 new construction buyers as well as helping 20 listings get sold. So 2020. So with that listing preview, they're definitely probably about 90 days out. They're getting some work done to the property. It makes it a little bit easier when I talk to them, when they know they already need to do some work and they're doing some updates to the property. And the updates that they're doing is, you know, they're going to be putting in granite countertops. But one of the things that, you know, I told them to be careful of, they don't want to over improve, you know. So I've been looking at the different properties that I've actually sold, and tell you the truth, a few of them that sold in the, at towards the higher price point didn't have an upgraded kitchen. So I told them that we can, you know, that's their game plan to go ahead and do that. Now, this is before I came on board. They already had that part in motion. But a lot of the other things they may not need to update. I mean, it's just making sure that they have a clean property, make sure the flooring is good, which the flooring is good. They actually had the flooring done maybe about 2 years ago. Yeah, I want to say it's about 2 years ago. You guys gonna ride with me. We still got a little bounce, but it wasn't that bad. The bounce wasn't too bad. The video bounce. But they did have the floors done about 2 years ago. With them having the floors done 2 years ago, it was the tile that looks like wood. So that's real good. That's a good upgrade in the flooring. A lot of people who are rehabbing properties right now, that's one of the big pluses. And also even with new construction, they're finding that the masses really like that. Not everyone likes it, but a number of people do like it. But it's an upgrade. It'll look good in pictures. Then with that same particular property, I mean, it's a little bit of an older home. And I say that, and it's funny I say that it's older, but it was built in like the early 90s. And a lot of the properties that are out now, you have a lot of new construction, specifically in my market. And being in my market, having new construction, that's always anyone's competition, you know. So that's why they're doing the updates, so that they can make sure that they get the property sold. And then the plus, not only do they want to sell the property, they want to buy another one. So I will not lose this deal. So with that being said, you know, you got to pull out all the stops, make sure that they're aware of different things, given the little extra things that are going to help them be successful in this sell. Also had an opportunity to share with them that they're not my first client that had to sell their home as well as purchase another home. And I provided them with some information on some people that I've helped recently with some success. So they were impressed, but you know, a lot of times they don't show that. But to me, I had to tell them because I wanted to make sure that they know that they're working with someone that knows what they're doing. But besides that, we did go to the property. I was there for about an hour. I got there, actually it was more than an hour because I got there 15 minutes early. So we were there for about an hour and some change, and they seemed to be on board. Now, the tricky part is, or the next thing is to go ahead and get a listing agreement signed. So it becomes a little bit of a challenge, because between now and the point we actually try to list the property, you know, anybody else can kind of sneak in there. So we weren't able to sign an agreement last night because they were just like, hey, you know, we're not even at that point. They didn't even see themselves being at that point. But I did explain to them the importance of having some a preview marketing done, or coming soon marketing done. So they did like that idea. So my goal is to make sure that we sign ahead of time and perhaps just, you know, do the right documentations to hold it off of the market, or however we're going to do it. I just need to make sure that they know that I'm the guy to help them out. But with that also being said, I went ahead and did some additional research in that community. So what it lets me do is, it's one of those beneficial things with it. At least this is how I see it. I see it as, if I can get out there, do some marketing, maybe not so much coming soon marketing, but marketing as a real estate professional, just looking to help people list their homes, they can see me a lot more. But when I actually go live with the property that I'm going to list, once they see that, they were like, oh, somebody did, you know, work with him. He actually is in the business. Twist this over here. Just bear with me on that. So he actually is in the business. Maybe he is legit. And then what's going to happen is they're going to want to come to the open house. You know, so this might be like a couple of months out, but what's happening is now I'm engaging with an audience that was maybe on the fence of giving me an opportunity to work with them, but now they get I get to showcase my business and how I conduct business as a real estate professional. So I see that as being an opportunity to get additional business, or just getting more people to believe in what I do. So it may not be with them exactly, but they may refer someone else to me. So that's my mindset I'm having with it. So. And so I think once you know that you have a listing that's in that area, and people get to know you or see you around, and they see you start doing business, then it becomes something like, hey, that guy might be what he says he is. So I definitely see that as being an opportunity. So with this, the challenge 2020, man, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. And it's just staying active. I know I have an event tomorrow, and it's not so much, I won't say it's not so much real estate related, but I think it's community related. I had some people reach out to me, and they asked that I speak at an event to I think they're like middle school and high school kids. So I'm going to have that opportunity to kind of speak to them about my profession. They're going to have different professionals there. Some of the professionals that they're going to have there are going to be attorneys. I'm going to say a couple of doctors, some CPAs. But I think it's just the whole thing about exposing kids to different professions that are out there. Let them know that, you know, there's options. Just because your parents are doing something, or people that are within your immediate circle are doing something, that you have to do that. It just lets them know that there's options. And then I also think just people knowing that it's a journey. No matter what profession it is, there's typically a journey or a story. And the seats that they're going to be sitting in, we all, or the individuals that are being speaking, we've all been where they are. So it's a way of us being able to relate to them and letting them know that, hey, we're not the only ones that have been in that seat. And you're not going to be the only one. So I think once they see that, and, you know, years down the road, this is like one of those investments, you know, life investments, that once they see this, like years, probably even decades down the road, they'll do the same thing. Yeah, do the same thing for another group of kids, you know, just being able to expose them to whatever profession that they're in. And it should be interesting. And I also had one of the builders that I've sold a couple of homes with, and asked them if they could give me some swag. And And that's just basically just to give out to people.
And they said, yeah.
So, I mean, they gave me a bunch of swag, and I'm going to give out to the kids just, you know, something to remember me by. Obviously, the builder's branding is on it as well, but it lets you know that we're both doing something in the community. A lot of times, you know, people just, when they see that, they realize that, hey, he's real, or he's just like us type thing. That's what I want to say, just like us, you know, and people realize that. When they see that, they like authenticity, and I know I like it, so that's what I like to see as well. But, so that should be pretty interesting. So, not much to report on the Challenge 2020, but we are still making progress each day, making prospecting calls. I had a number of follow-ups, but it was good to report that I had a listing preview, and it was pretty legit. I mean, I've been actually talking to this individual for a couple of years, but not about real estate. So when they came to me, he was like, hey, my wife and I want to sit down with you and kind of talk about some of our options. And that's exactly what we did. And I think they're pretty excited about it. But I'm definitely going to be doing some additional marketing in that area, just because of a few things that I was able to point out that I recognize that I think I see some opportunities there. Plus, this is Challenge 2020. We got to put in some work. But I just wanted to let you know what was going on today in the challenge. But this is Challenge 2020, reporting in on my journey. Hope all is well with everyone. Everyone have a beautiful day. But continue having fun, achieving success, and helping others out as well. Once again, Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.